statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
October is underway. Time to think about the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Jerry King was the first tee announcer for years at Kapalua. He's been inside the ropes organizing tournaments of many sizes. Of course, this is one of the premier events in Hawaii, and it's time to put out the call for volunteers because they make it happen. If you'd like to volunteer, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get in touch with Tiffany DeLeon, and her number is 808-662-7702. Tournament is from January 2nd to the 6th, and this year it does end on Sunday. We've got Jerry King coming up right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
A president of Jerry King Golf. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. You were a Kapalua Resorts golf instructor for years. I mean, you created the Kapalua Golf Academy, giving thousands of lessons, private lessons, lessons to some of the top tour guys who'd come over, just needed a tune-up. What's going on with my swing, Jerry? I can't figure it out. I mean, you've done so much, and now you're in charge of TaylorMade here in Hawaii. We're going to talk about the President's Cup. We're going to talk about the new, is it the Speed Blade, the irons just out
now?
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. Speed Blade launched yesterday.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, have you been watching President's Cup?
I have a little bit, you know, when it's not rain delayed, right?
That would be the theme this year. It started at Kapalua with wind, and then the rain came. I don't know, 22 events have been delayed because of rain over the course of this 2013. The season is over. The season begins in 7 days, President's Cup, and then, bam, we're back into the season again. What do you think of that?
You know, hey, I mean, being so passionate about the game of golf, I love that we have a year-round sport. I mean, all of us football fans, you know, we only get a few months and we sit there and wait all year for football, but with golf, we get it all year, and it's not like there's a high and a low. I mean, we have phenomenal golf all year round, especially considering the level of players that we have now. I mean, it's amazing, so I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I mean, it is, and yet I heard a couple of guys were talking about how they're looking forward to it, and I think it was Jordan Spieth, and it surprised me, because, I mean, here's a young guy, he's, 20 years old, and he got onto the tour with no status, won an event after being in the top 10 many times with his being allowed to play because he was on a sponsor exemption, right? He's now got tour status. He's playing in the President's Cup, the youngest person to play in a President's or Ryder Cup event. And he said, I'm looking forward to relaxing this fall and watching some football. And I mean, kind of says a lot about a lot of these top players are probably going to take some time off in the fall like they've done. And then start up again as we get closer to the new year and maybe, you know, the Masters. What do you think?
You know, I think it's important for these guys to get some rest. And it's not only physically, but it's the mental rest because, I mean, these guys, the pressure that's on them, and a lot of times it's kind of like Jordan Spieth. I mean, you don't see it. It's kind of like the beautiful goose that's out there, the swan that's out there on the water. And underneath the water, he's pedaling really fast, and that's where he's feeling all the, you know, the anxiety, but he doesn't show it, you know, outwards. And I think these guys, they need the physical and the mental rest. But at the same time, there's guys out there that play in every single event, and they're totally fine with it. So to each his or her own. And you know, I think he just shows it with his temperament and his energy that, you know, he'd do great if he played in all the events.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and he's doing fabulous. And watching Steve Stricker play with Jordan Spieth, I mean, the youngest guy, the oldest guy, and Strix is just an amazing player. He's got a much shorter schedule. He comes to events completely refreshed, feeling ready to go, ready to play, and he's so steady. I mean, he's like a putt master. What
well,
is
if you, if you watch those two guys, I mean, Jordan Spieth, to me, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but yeah, I think he's a miniature Steve Stricker. Those guys, his swings very, very similar, you know, very simple, but yet powerful, so consistent, and those guys can roll that golf ball. They can putt, but I mean, it's amazing. So those guys, their games are spitting images of each other, so what an ideal pairing, and, you know, Jordan looks up to Steve, and just like, you know, the majority of the younger players out there, because of his steadiness, and the competitiveness of Spieth. So what a great pairing those two.
Yeah, and Spieth, when Stricker saved him a couple of times so far, at one point this morning, Spieth looked at him, and I just saw his mouth. It looked like he said, "You're the man."
And, yeah. It's like, thank you, big brother.
You just put it in for me one more time. Thank you so much. They really, and I've heard commentators, and I don't know it well, the swings well enough to be able to say, yeah, that's, you know, such and such a swing. But it's a very, Spieth isn't, how do I say this without offending anyone myself? You know, it's not the robot swing. It's his own swing. People say, well, he's a little, his footwork is a little this, and it's not traditional, and you know, it's his own swing. But don't ever change.
Exactly. And I think the biggest similarity between the two is that there's not a lot of second lever in the golf swing. You know, it's not like a Sergio that's loading that club off of his back and having a lot of rotation through impact. And you know, Steve Stricker's always been more of a kind of a one lever golf swing, to where it's all body, turns back, keeps the club in front of him, you know, limited wrist. And then through impact, there's not a lot of rotation. So it's like him and Furyk and guys like that. That's why they hit the ball so straight. And they're so consistent to set themselves up for their wedge and their putter. And Jordan does the same exact thing. So it's phenomenal. And me as a coach and an instructor, I look at that, and I really respect the efficiency of both of their games.
Excellent. And right now they're all square against Jason Day and Graham Dillette. Of course, watching Dillette play has been a real treat, a Canadian really coming into his own and now playing on the President's Cup. Something else that's funny is all of the guys on, you know, Golf Channel and CBS, you read all the things, and NBC and wherever, with the President's Cup, unless the European Tour, you know, the internationals, I should say, unless the internationals come to fore and beat us, this event, it's going to die. It's not going to be, it's going to be valueless. It's not going to have any competitive edge. Well, yeah, in a sense, but then when I'm watching the Europeans, the internationals, I'm sorry, I keep saying that, but the internationals, I watch them just about, you know, trounce us. And then you kind of hear the worry in their voices, the very ones that said the internationals are going to have to win this time to make it relevant. Then they start sounding worried. It's great to see this competition. It isn't a runaway by the United States by any stretch of the imagination. The internationals are really putting on, and Ernie Els is doing a great job. It's great watching Ernie, some of his putts, but definitely De Jong is amazing. This guy, he has something like 1,987 birdies, more than any other player.
He's not shy. He goes for it, doesn't he? I think he played in Virginia Tech, I think he played on the mainland. I'm not sure exactly, but that guy can hit the ball, and there's no real conservative part of De Jong. He goes out there and fires at it, and that's why he's a great partner with Els, because Els is, I mean, come on, he's the big easy. I mean, he's nobody more steady and calm than him. So
yeah.
that's a good pairing there.
Yeah, that's right, and De Jong said that. He said, yeah, Ernie makes it so easy for me to play, there's no pressure. He's just calm and steady, and watching Tiger Woods and Matt Kuchar play together, they've been quite the pair. They've just been funny, they've been having fun, and Woods looks like a whole different person when he's having fun. I think that's the key to his game.
I fully agree, and I think throughout the years, and this is one of the strengths that I see for the United States team, is that Woods now, it's a completely different energy. He is not the intimidating factor anymore. Even when, you know, you see several years ago when he was so dominant, it was a little bit intimidating with the rest of the team, and he kind of had that stand alone. I mean, he's Tiger Woods. Now, he's one of the guys,
that's right.
To get with Cooch, and that's what I think is one of the biggest strengths of that U.S. team right now is, you know, the synergy, them all coming together and Woods being one of the boys.
Yeah, and the internationals seem to be coming together, too. That was another thing that from years past that, well, you know, they don't have really a national pride to come together. And like the Euros during Ryder Cup, they can kind of sense, well, all Europeans from the continent and the U.K., you know, but in here, it's kind of spread across the globe, and that doesn't seem to be bothering anybody right now, including Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama. Hideki Matsuyama is such a pleasure. I just sent a tweet earlier today, and it was like, people say, well, he doesn't speak much English, but the kid, when he smiles, it just, you know, who needs to talk?
And when he plays, I mean,
yes,
yeah, he talks to these golf clubs, and boy, does he do it nicely.
Now, what have they done at Muirfield to make it a birdie fest? It looks great on television, and it must be fabulous for the fans.
Oh, definitely, and I think that Jack Nicklaus had a really good vision with this as well, as well as everyone with the PGA Tour, and saying that, you know what, we don't want to make it another memorial. Let's make it a completely different event. And, you know, let's don't have the rough as high. Let's set it up to where these guys can go for it. So they've got the golf course set up very, very different than the memorial. And I think that's fantastic. It makes it more exciting for all the fans out there. I think it's making it more exciting for the players because they can make a lot of birdies. And, I mean, in alternate shot, I mean, you can see by how low that they're scoring that the course is not easy, but it's set up to attack. And when you're one of the top players in the world, you're going to be able to take advantage of that. And it's fun for all of us fans out here.
Yeah, it is fun. It's watching match play when it's done like this is a whole lot of fun. When we don't lose players. That's the one thing about the World Golf Championship, the match play event. I think it's Accenture. You know, you don't have the top players, but watching it this way, when there's a consistent, all the guys are making it all the way, and then we find out who the winner is. That's compelling. And I was watching the Seve Trophy. It's on Golf Channel 2, the European Tour. It's like the Europeans have a practice. We don't have this kind of a practice. You can work into being on the President's Cup, being on the Ryder Cup. The Seve Trophy, they just play more match play. And I think we should have more match play events on television. I think if it's played in this way, it's really exciting. It's great television. We're going to take a break, and let's talk about the new blade that's on the market. For the people who can't hit the ball the way, Steve Stricker, Tiger Woods, Brendan DeYoung, and maybe we can get a little bit more distance with these irons. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Jerry King Golf, and TaylorMade Golf. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you'd like to play a round of golf at Poipu, there's a 10:40, an 11:30, and after 12, we've got a really great deal we're going to talk about that is $25 between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. You can go to the practice facility and then play three holes. It's a par 5, 4, and 3, the first three holes at Poipu Bay for $25 weekdays. Great deal. And while you're there, you ought to pick up your favorite golfer probably needs a present for Christmas, and I did mention it's October, and get them for Thanksgiving. It's the perfect gift. It's a gift certificate, and if you get them maybe a $100 gift certificate, they can use that four times at Poipu Bay Golf Course. That sounds perfect to me. All right, let's talk with Jerry King. Jerry King Golf, he's the Hawaii TaylorMade rep, and the Speedblade irons are on the market this weekend. TaylorMade Speedblade irons just out. I just tried to Google to find out how many guys are using TaylorMade on the President's Cup, whether European or... Do you know the number?
You know what? I should, but to be honest, I do not know exactly how many are using it, because a lot of guys, you know, I mean, sometimes you don't really know, or you're not supposed to know if they're using it.
Aha! Uh-huh. That's a good point. But I do know that I think that Phil Mickelson is using the driver, right? Which driver is he using?
He might be. I'm not really sure. So I guess I could say that TaylorMade has no official comment on which driver he is using.
Okay. I just Googled it and his name came up. I'll have to go back there and see. Okay. So I know he plays for another company, but that's neither here nor there. TaylorMade has the Speedblade irons out, and it's got a new, like a slot that's been cut into the sole of the 3 through the 7 irons. Can you tell us why and what it's for?
It's called a Speed Pocket, and it is by far the largest innovation in irons, pretty much in the history of golf, because, you know, we've always been able to get trampoline effect with drivers and fairways and rescues by, you know, adding the Speed Pocket and our fairways and rescues. And then with the driver, obviously, with the trampoline effect of the face and getting the center of gravity low and close towards the face. Well, with the irons, they're so rigid. And so how do you get a trampoline effect? So adding the Speed Pocket not only increases distance, or it's phenomenal, the distance increase that we get with these irons, but now you're getting also the forgiveness. You're hitting it off center. Well, you've got a Speed Pocket towards the toe and the heel to be able to still get maximum distance. Now, the big thing, Danielle, is 72% of all shots, doesn't matter your playing ability, 72% of all hits are low on the face with irons because we're hitting it off the grass. So with that, you need to be able to have trampoline effect off the lower part of the head. So that's what the Speed Pocket allows for. And every single iron is made individually. It's not like they make a 6-iron and then just change the loss on all of them. All of them are different. So we don't have a Speed Pocket through the wedge through the 8-iron. You add the Speed Pocket to the 7, the 6, and then now you go to the 5-iron. There's actually a cut-through on the base, so it's a free-floating face. So the whole face flexes to be able to get the ball up in the air. So it's been a huge breakthrough. And yesterday, wow, with the launch of the Speedblade iron, I mean, it's a lot of fun, a lot of great energy, and definitely the best irons out there. It's a number one iron in the marketplace and on tour.
Do you make it in like seniors too? Is it a senior club?
You better believe it. You know, we've got the graphite shafts and with the M Flex, we call it. It's the mature flex.
Well, the reason I ask is because I use a senior.
There you go.
Ladies clubs are just too light for me.
You got some attitude, Danielle. You got some attitude.
I just need the weight. And by the way, I didn't misspeak on Phil Mickelson. He has Callaway's consent to use TaylorMade SLDR driver this week. So that is true. Okay, so just wanted to let you know that I wasn't.
It is, and I had to just kind of throw that out. That, you know, that's TaylorMade's comment. We're not making a full official comment, but
I got you. Yeah, I got you. Okay, so this sounds. Where can I see this? Are you having a demo day?
You know, we do. We just had a launch on Maui and over on Oahu at all three Roger Dunn stores last night. So, and the majority of all of our pro shops, you know, if it's the Kapalua Golf Academy or, you know, any of the golf courses over on Oahu, you know, we got the Speedblade irons everywhere. So they're just launched yesterday, and we have demos, and I'll look at my schedule when you make the next comment, and then I'll be able to tell you when we have all of our demo days coming up.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. That would be good. Now, what I can do to, you know, take care of a little time while you look that up is that we're going to have a partly sunny day today with some scattered showers. I got out of the house. I was just in a little, you know, jacket, and coming into the studio, it's usually cool, so wanted to be, and it started pouring, and I was like, what is this? I'm going to be soaking wet in air conditioning just as I get in. So anyway, you can expect it to be sunny with some isolated showers, heavy at times, but mostly sunny on the leeward side of the island. If you'd like to go out and play a round of golf, we've got tee times for you, and I'll mention those. Just a couple of Makalei, for instance, has an 11:32. At Volcano, it was 57 lovely degrees. I like cool temperatures. 11 o'clock, there's a tee time at Volcano. Kapolei has an 11:54. Ko'olina Aerified, so for Kama'aina, it's $55, and there's a 10:30 if you'd like to play. Royal Hawaiian Country Club is at 12 o'clock, and you could also play at Makaha East at 12, and Wailea at the Gold Course, there's a 10:53. So get out there, have some fun. And Jerry's going to let us know when. Jerry King Golf, TaylorMade rep here in Hawaii. Anything TaylorMade, you ask Jerry King about. And if you want it, Jerry, how do we get in touch with you if we want a lesson?
You know, I'm on my website, jerrykinggolf.com. I've got a contact button there, and so I get a lot of emails from there. And I'm still teaching up at the Kapalua Golf Academy, and then I teach a little bit out. They've been letting me go out at Kapolei on Oahu, so I've been enjoying, because that's the passion that I have, is teaching the game of golf, and it's great to still have my home base at Kapalua Golf Academy. And, you know, Ben Hongo is the director of instruction up there with his team, and, you know, they just got the Speedblade irons, and weekly they're doing little mini demo events up there with the irons and the drivers. And then our Metalwoods, the Slider Fairway and Rescue SLDR, is launching next month, so really exciting time.
Really? You've got a Rescue coming out too?
We do. We have the SLDR Fairways and Rescues, which will launch in November next month. So it's coming, you know, really quick, and they are phenomenal. We've reinvented the speed pocket on those. So I invite everybody to come on out, and we're going to have some great events throughout November. We've got Hawaii Prince October 19th over on Oahu. That's going to be a big product experience event we have with all the Speedblade irons and the SLDR driver. And then November is going to be a big launch for us because of the new Fairways and Rescues. So we've got a lot of events through November, you know, at Kanapali and Leilahua, and, you know, we'll have it. It's all up on the TaylorMadeGolf.com website to be able to have all the demo events. Where
excellent. Because, you know, there's a radio station on Kauai, 99.9. We're on there, and we're on 104 over on Maui and in Hilo as well, because nobody can hear anything unless you have a station in Hilo. Nothing goes through the mountains. Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa keep it nice and secluded in Hilo. But, of course, folks on the Kona side can hear us on 104 and then here on Oahu on 99.5. So you can take advantage of the demo days. I need to ask you for a new or returning player, let's say, who wants to take advantage of the new golf technology. They've got clubs, you know, and they're not sure. Should they? Are these the clubs for them, the new returning player?
Oh, definitely. And that's the thing about these Speedblade irons, is that they're not, you know, necessarily just made for a tour player or a low handicap. They're a good, versatile iron to where if you're a 24 handicap or if you're a 4 handicap, you know, it is a phenomenal iron. They look great. They sound great. And they're very forgiving. But then the bottom line is the performance. I mean, who doesn't want to hit the ball further and be able to have it hold on the green next to that that flagstick?
And as a new player, what irons are essential for the bag?
You know, I mean, for the new player, you know, when I'm fitting you, and so if I'm fitting you, Daniel, and I know you say, I don't want to have every single club in the bag.
Right.
I'm going to give you a pitching wedge, a 7-iron, and then I'm going to have you a rescue. If you're just going for just a few clubs, you want to have a couple of wedges, you want to be able to have a 7-iron, and then you want to be able to go into, let's say, like a 5 rescue.
Okay.
And then go into your metalwoods. And you can play golf that way. And I do that with a lot of my students. I'm like, you know what, we're going out today, and let's take 3 or 4 clubs out and learn how to play and be creative instead of just saying, okay, we've got 14 clubs and we have to use every single club in the back. So it's actually a good plan.
I like it too, because there was a player who, I think he used his 7-iron. He played the entire course with it, including the green. He used to challenge himself that way. Was that Sam Snead? I'm not sure.
That's right. Sam Snead did do that.
He was a really good player. Jerry King, you are fantastic. Thank you for being on the show. Is there something I've left out that I should mention, you wanted to mention?
You know, Danielle, I mean, it's always a pleasure being on the show. I appreciate you having me, and I want everybody out there to be cheering for Sam Sneer. He's my guy out in Asia. He's playing in the Taiwan Masters.
Oh!
And, yeah, and he is doing phenomenal, and he's in second place right now, and there's one more round to go today, so it's really exciting.
This is the Taiwan Masters?
That's right. It's the Mercury's Taiwan Masters, and he was leading. He's 4 under par, 5 under par is leading, so he's going head-to-head with Scott Hind from Australia, and that's exciting. So let's all cheer for Sam Sneer.
Yeah, Sam Sneer, yes, because we all like Sam. He's from Hawaii.
That's right. Go Maui boy. So
yes.
Thanks for having me on the show, and looking forward to next time.
Next time soon. Well, we need to do it in November, since you've got so much going on. Let's set up a show for November. Thanks for being on. Absolutely fabulous. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go live to the President's Cup. Stephanie Way, Way Under Par is her blog, and she writes for a lot of different people, and she's just a great person. Going to talk with her about what it's like, you know, the ebb and flow of when you watch on television, you can see, the U.S. team, they're coming on. No, here comes the Europeans. U.S. team, it's very interesting watching. You should see it. It's on NBC. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Let's celebrate Star Protection right now. One of the people, you know, the sponsors that make this show possible, Star Protection. And thinking about Star Protection, and they'll probably be at Hyundai Tournament of Champions coming up. And if you would like to be a volunteer, it's that time of year. You need to get in touch with the folks over at Kapalua and let them know that you'd like to volunteer. If you've never done it before, it's such a cool experience. I was an honorary observer, which means that I got to walk inside the ropes with the players, Champions Tour, Kapolei. I wrote about it. Boy, does that feel good, walking down towards the 18, and you see the stands and the people, and they see the players coming, and they're cheering and applauding. You know, it's like, wow, they probably, at some point you say to yourself over the years, that's the moment these guys are playing for, especially if they're having a really good round. Let's bring Stephanie Way in. Way Under Par is her blog. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy speaking with you.
What's it like over at Muirfield Village right now? Is it raining, or do we have sun? At one point, I saw rain on one hole and none on the other.
Yeah, it's right now it's stopped, but it was just torrential. I mean, the course was unplayable, so they brought the players off to prepare the course. It wasn't that there was lightning in the area. It just, I mean, there was, you know, creeks and streams running through fairways, obvious puddles on the green, and the bunkers were a mess. So they took the players off the course for about an hour, and that's just how it's been, kind of. It's been stop and go, stop and go.
Yeah, I was watching them use buckets to empty the bunkers of the water. It's this saturated course. It must be playing... It seems like it's playing target. You're just playing target, but not lift clean in place, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about lift clean in place right now. But yeah, they're just playing some target golf. But conditions were so wet, and they were playing in torrential showers for a long time before they stopped it. So that's tough for anyone. And I think it's been a little bit tougher for some of the shorter hitters with these soft conditions. It seems like the guys who hit it further are playing better. Like Hideki Matsuyama, he's playing really well. He's playing with Adam Scott again against Tiger and Matt Kuchar, and Matsuyama's basically carrying Adam on his back.
It's amazing to watch Hideki Matsuyama play as well as he plays. He's only 21. He is precious. And we talk a lot about Jordan Spieth, you know, because he's done such a tremendous year. But Hideki's been around for a long time. He's played in two Masters. And I think he was in the top 20 in all of the majors this year.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And just had a phenomenal time. So it's really great. Now, Stephanie Way, if you've never met her before or read her, she's a golfer, she's a blogger, she's a writer. She's the proprietor editor, of course, of Way Under Par. Sometimes news, sometimes rumors, always golf. I love that. Her blog mentioned in SI.com's Truth and Rumors, Golf.com, Yahoo's Devil Ball Golf. If you read golf, you know The Guardian, Jeff Shackelford, Golf Observer, ESPN.com, Deadspin. She is amazing because she's a golfer on top of being a writer, and she's good. In college, she was a member of the Yale women's golf team. She was captain her junior year. She was named to the academic All-Ivy team in 2003-04. I shouldn't mention years for her stellar play.
No, you're thinking too highly of me.
No, I'm not. But I was wondering, you know, you were also in fashion. Do you ever miss the fashion business?
No, that's sometimes, you know, it's a lot more, it's like every business, you know, everything seems more glamorous than it actually is. I mean, I do miss it sometimes, but I still get a little bit piece of it. My roommate's a freelance journalist as well. She covers more, you know, lifestyle, entertainment, fashion, and, you know, people, movers and shakers. So, you know, she brings me to the events that she covers.
Yeah.
So I still get, you know, a taste of it. But I can't say that I miss working in it.
I couldn't help but wonder, after you see all the different things that you see, I mean, Stephanie Way travels to all of the events that you hear about.
Not all. Okay. Yeah, the big ones big and a lot of the littler ones, too. But, like 25 to 30 a year.
Okay, so and that's not glamorous, is it?
I mean, I'm very lucky to be out here, but it's not quite as glamorous as people think. I'm alone, traveling alone, you know, and it's all men, so it gets a little bit lonely. You know, I'm eating fast food, you know, working, you know, you go straight to the golf course, work all day, straight back, you know, pick up fast food, you know, you're in an empty hotel room. It's gotten a little bit better since I've been out here for a while now, so I have some more people I can, you know, have dinner with maybe, or, you know, have a drink with, but it's just, if I had a family, I don't know how I would do it.
Exactly.
Most of these guys do.
Yeah, I was thinking there are a lot of guys that have families, and they're away from them so much of the time. Let's go back to fashion just quickly. You see so much. You see so much, you know, when you watch the spectators come, and have you ever thought of your own golf line?
Wow, that's a good question. I honestly, That has never occurred to me, but maybe someday.
Yeah, you know, you really should think about it. Keep an eye out as you look and see what's, you know, just for spectators and golfers too. But what do you wear? What's the best thing to wear on course?
So hard.
It is
hard. It's so hard. You know, I mean, it's like, golf clothes for women just are not attractive, you know. I just wear golf clothes. And, you know, sometimes I'll wear, during the practice days, I'll wear more, you know, casual or like a, you know, dress, a longer dress, like
right.
a shirt dress or right. something, you know. But, you know, when I'm, especially when it's muddy, though, and rainy, like, I'm wearing, you know, rain pants and a golf shirt, you know. It's just, that's what I wear majority of days, is, you know, some sort of sport, a shorts and a golf shirt. I've really had it's funny just because I have to really dress down compared to New York. But I'm kind of used to it now. So when I go back to New York, I have to dress up, but I can't dress myself.
Yeah, you're really, exactly. Yeah, now, you're around Steve Stricker and Jordan Spieth and Ernie Els and Adam Scott, all these guys, and Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus is the host of the President's Cup. Have you had a chance to talk with him and what his next goal is? Here's a guy who's designed so many golf courses. Yes.
Right. I spoke with him yesterday at length. I got very lucky. He's working on a project which people know about, I think, and I'm kind of working on a story called Fairy Point, and it's a golf course right basically in the city. It's under the Whitestone Bridge, and they built it, and he's partnered up with Donald Trump. And they wanted, in the city of New York, Giuliani started it, but it's taken a while to get through everything, and they've had a lot of false starts. But now that Trump's in it, you know, he's playing for the clubhouse, he's going to run, you know, help run it. And, you know, Bloomberg really wanted to push it through before his term ended. And it's very special to him. So I got to sit down with him for 20 minutes yesterday to talk about that. And that was really special. It was the first time I had a one-on-one time with Mr. Nicklaus. And it was sort of impromptu. So it wasn't like I had time to look at my notes or prepare, so I was a little bit nervous. Well, you're nervous already, but that was very cool. I think that Fairy Point, it has a very special place in his heart. So that's sort of his next big thing that he's finishing up. There's a ribbon cutting in a few weeks.
Wow, this is exciting. I mean, for a man who's done so much, to find more something that is special, you know, that's something we should all strive for as we get older. So that, you know, you can't just go, oh, I've done it all. You haven't. You know, there's...
Yeah, no. Right? Yeah, you can't be satisfied. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard because I'm one of those people like that always is like, oh, well, I could be also doing this, or I could also be doing that, or I should be doing this too. But, you know, you kind of have to be sometimes content with what you have, but also have, you know, goals. I think that's the best way to put it.
Exactly.
He, you know, I asked him to rank it, you know, how special is this place to you? You know, top five, top ten, what would you say? He's like, oh, I don't know. He's done so much, you know, but he's like, it's up there.
Yeah. Where can we read this when you're finished writing?
We'll find out. I'm not sure yet. I'm pitching it. I haven't told, you're the first person I've really told about it, Danielle. so I've kind of wanted to keep it under the wraps, but
okay.
I don't think it's a secret that you know, this course is being built. But I think I kind of have a head start, you know, since I have sat down with Jack about it, and I was the first person. And then I ran into Donald Trump's people on the golf course and met them on Thursday, coincidentally, the guy that's running Fairy Point. So, you know, it's sort of like everything's falling into place, and I just have to, I have publications in mind. Let's just say they're publications that I've written for regularly in the past.
Well, as soon as you do know, you will let me know so I can put the word out.
I will.
Because it's so exciting. I really enjoy his company, and I've never spent any length of time, not 20 minutes talking with him, you know, like you did, but just being around him. There's something really settled and comfortable, and at the same time, you know, spark. There's always a spark that's going on. You just feel
that's
like...
That's great.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's, no, I just, you can continue on because I think we're on the same page here with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you nailed it. You know, I was nervous, but I didn't really have time to be nervous talking to him. It sort of hit me after.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of shaking. That just happened. Just, you know, I was in the middle of the media center. And just to have that much time with him, that doesn't happen very often. But it's because this project is, you know, very special to him and very unique.
I'm going to be talking with Colin Laszlo, who just had an amazing experience. He's a Punahou High School student. He just got back from the Champions Tour, Nature Valley, First Tee Open. He started in First Tee, I think he was 10. Now he's a Punahou. I mean, this young man has done so much. He's a Punahou marching band player. You know, I mean, he's been to...
Very well-rounded.
Queen's, yeah. He went to London for the Queen's 60th Jubilee. He went to the presidential inauguration, the most recent one in 20... I mean, it's just... And he's still, he's still in high school, and he's just got goals. So what...
Right.
He's got goals, always goals. Stephanie Way... Way under par. What is your goal next?
Oh, wow, Danielle, you're asking me all sorts of big questions. I would love to make the transition to on-air broadcasting at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later. I see that as another challenge. I mean, even radio is even harder. You do such a great job, and I have so much respect for what you do, because I know, you know, having done just a little bit of just being a guest, you know, and then having done some TV spots, you guys make it look easy.
Oh, thank you. But you'd like television, right?
Yeah. That's sort of my next goal, television.
Well, we're thinking positive thoughts. Stephanie Way, way under par. Next is TV for you.
We'll see.
You're gorgeous, so you've got the look, you've got the experience, and you can't say, I don't know, you got to say, let's go, let's do it. Thanks for being on.
I'm trying. Trust me, not for lack of effort.
All right. All right. Well, we'll continue this conversation. In the meantime, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And we'll be back right after this. Colin Laszlo's up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We've got Colin Laszlo, Punahou High School golf team member, Punahou marching band. You know, when I'm reading Colin's resume, I feel like I flunked high school, okay? It's as simple as that. I flunked high school. Also with us is Ken Zitz. And Ken, a U.S. Marine for 26 years, golf course design coordinator for Jack Nicklaus in Kimono, Japan for 2 years, and founder of the First Tee Hawaii, first of all, I'd just like to say, Ken Zitz, welcome to the show.
Morning, aloha.
Good morning. And thanks so much for persevering. I mean, going from 12 kids in 05 to 1,000 this year statewide, we're going to talk about the challenges facing you and how kids can get involved. But first, we're going to talk about a young man who's come up through the first tee and now is at Punahou on the high school golf team. Colin Laszlo, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I'm serious, young man. I'm like, wow, is there anything? He volunteers, first tee assistant coach, level one certified. He's got awards, you know, that 2013 Callaway Junior World Championship, shot a career low of 67 to qualify. He's at the Wailua Municipal Course on Kauai when he did that. 2010 Outstanding Band Member at Our Savior Lutheran School, and he's on Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Oahu Junior Golf Association, Honolulu Junior Golf. He wants to go to college. He hasn't decided what his major is, but he wants to help people. You are amazing, and you've come back from this amazing event that the Champions Tour puts on every year, and it's Nature Valley sponsored, the First Tee Open, which allows young people to get that experience. And what an experience at Pebble Beach, no less. You had a 67 followed by a 72 and a 66. What's it like shooting a 66, sleeping on that and knowing you're going to play the next day?
Well, Danielle, it wasn't individually. It was a best ball format. Unfortunately, I would love to try the 66 at a professional event, but sleeping on our first round, it was tough. I didn't get much sleep that night. I tossed and turned, and I was more focused on the outcome of making the cut than just going out there and enjoying it. Don't get me wrong, I did enjoy my time out there. I mean, it was amazing, but I've never slept on such a low score like that.
Uh-huh. I bet. I was thinking, because you came back, you guys shot a 72, and that's not a bad score, but I was thinking to myself, that would be the most difficult thing for me, to have a really, really great score and then have to follow up. Okay, that's the pressure I'm putting on myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also talked about some of the things that you walked away with. I was very touched by your essay that you wrote about your experience. Tears. Tell us about tears.
Tears?
The tears that were when you were the last day. That really grabbed me, because I could understand what was happening at that moment, how important that event was to you.
Yes. Well, it didn't really sink in for me that I was playing Pebble Beach, and it finally hit me on the final hole. And I was walking down the fairway, it was a little chilly out there, so I had my hands in my pockets. And I was just walking down the fairway, and tears started rolling down my cheeks, because it was such an amazing experience, and I didn't want it to end.
I bet.
It was such a great week with meeting new people. I mean, we got to go see my first concert ever, the band Perry, and just meeting professionals whom were very kind to all of us, and making friendships that last a lifetime. It was such an amazing opportunity, and I didn't want it all to end so quickly.
Exactly. Because when things like, you know, we just see the tournament, we see on television what's happening, but outside of that, they keep you pretty busy doing things, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the first concert of your lifetime, I mean, that's big, you know, and just all of the, seeing all the people, all the volunteers that are helping, how they're helping you, that's something else you said in your essay about the lessons you learned of confidence, patience, and courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about the three of them, the confidence. What do you mean by that?
Well, the first year of nine core values, I kind of screwed up there. Patience isn't one of them, but I had to use patience on the second day, because after shooting such a low round, you need to be patient with yourself and the golf course, because you can't expect to go shoot six under 2 days in a row.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can't expect to do it. That's absolutely right, yes.
And so, the first core value, confidence. Confidence was the key for my first day at Del Monte. As I was nearly sick while I was playing with my professional, I initially had doubt of being there and wondering if I really deserved it. But birdies on the first two holes with both Peter Sr. and my caddy, Dennis Barbata, cheering for me, gave me the ability to believe in myself.
Awesome. Awesome.
And for courtesy, that final round was a tough round for me. But I never quit, stayed patient throughout the whole round, which I am proud of, even though I was disappointed in missing the cut. It was our tournament director, Laura Diaz, had an orientation at the beginning of the week, reminding us to say thank you to everyone, because without the volunteers and all the sponsors, such as Nature Valley, the tournament would not have been possible. So every hole, every time I saw someone, I went over and shook their hand, saying thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I will truly cherish this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that in his paper he wrote, it was smiles and thank yous to everyone I saw, as so many were so kind to me and my mom throughout the week, from the amazing volunteers around the course and the tournament itself, to the starters, rules officials, walking scorers, spectators, caddies, tour pros, and especially the sponsors of the tournament. Thank you to Nature Valley, First Tee, and the Champions Tour for putting on this tournament and living our values this past week. Truly an adventure of a lifetime. Really nicely written, by the way, and I love the pictures. The pictures are terrific. Where can we see this? It's in the First Tee. I'm not sure if it's in the First Tee newsletter.
Coach Ken.
Yes, Danielle. We'll put it on our website this coming week. It'll be on our website at thefirsttheehawaii.org.
Great.
Read about it.
Great. It's really good. And before we talk about First Tee, Ken, just a couple of final questions for you, Colin. You're doing really good. By the way, you've got a dog, a Siberian Husky.
Yeah.
And you named her. You named her Lola. Where did you get the name Lola?
Well, I believe we got her 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think I picked the name from Hannah Montana, actually.
That's cute. I was just curious. You know, I was like, that's interesting. Lola. It's a great name. It's a great name. And then the other thing, that your marching band responsibilities, the fact that you practice and play and you're on the marching band going to the presidential inauguration with Punahou Band and going to England. But there's something you said that I wanted to end our conversation on, and that was, as a volunteer with the First Tee, you coach the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do they frustrate you?
Well, they don't really frustrate me.
Yeah.
What frustrates me is that when they don't practice, and some of them expect to play well, I see great potential in a lot of those kids, and I really do want the best for them. And every week it just puts a smile on my face that I can see them and I can see them grow. Mm-hmm. But as much as I'm frustrating, I don't get really frustrated with them, because some of them, as I said, going back to the practice part, some of them don't have time to practice. Some of them don't even have their own club.
Got it.
So, they don't really frustrate me at all. I mean, they're such a joy in my life. And when I get to see them, I mean, like, I forget about everything.
That's great. I was just thinking, I thought I read that they sometimes don't listen, and it's taught you that listening is important. They don't sometimes they don't pay as much attention as they ought to. Mm-hmm. I thought that was perfect. Colin Laszlo, thanks for being on the show. You're a pleasure, and I know you're goal-oriented, and obviously you've accomplished so much, and I'm glad that you haven't made the decision yet about what your major is going to be, because you've got a lot of time to figure that out, young man. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Absolutely. Ken Zitz.
Yes, good morning, Danielle.
Hi. Golf course design, do you still do it? Do you still design?
Not really. The industry's really kind of real soft now as far as golf design. Even the big designers like Nicklaus and Palmer and all really downsize their staff, so to speak. There's not a lot of golf course design work in the U.S. right now. Maybe it'll pick up. You probably heard that the golf conference is going to do. So things are kind of, in a holding pattern right now.
Right. Question I have for you is actually one of the bottom questions. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the challenges, but for the kids, you've got 1,000 kids statewide. How does somebody get their child into first tee? And something Colin said, of course, dovetails into this perfectly.
Sure.
Do you guys need people to donate clubs and maybe golf shirts and what have you? Can you use those things for the kids?
Really, we got plenty of those. A lot of golf clubs, too many golf clubs, and plus the first tee supplied us with a lot of equipment when we started our chapter. So we really don't need golf clubs or hats or anything like that. What we do need, though, is we'd like to have volunteers. The more volunteers would help us grow our programs. And the kids can, join our program, and that's what we're looking for, to get more youth involved in our program. We kind of plant the seed about golf. We teach them life skills, as you know, and they learn how to play the great game of golf through our staff. We have 9 coaches, and 6 of them are PGA golf professionals. So 2/3 of our staff, our instructional staff, are PGA golf pros who teach them not only the valuable life skills, but also how to play the game of golf.
Well, can we take a break and come back and talk about the challenges you're facing and how parents can get their kids into the first tee program?
Sure, we'll do.
Excellent, because we want to take care of the people who make this show possible. We wouldn't be talking if it weren't for our sponsors. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to play around at Poipu, there's a 10:40 and 11:30. After 12 o'clock, there's some tee times, too. You can give them a call. And the Avnet group is going out today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you happen to be in the clubhouse, check it out. The pro shop, rather. There's 25% off the sale rack. And this is the time of year when we start thinking what to get, for the special person. How about a gift certificate from Poipu Bay? It's the perfect gift. It fits because, they can walk in and they can play a round of golf. They could do the special that Poipu's got right now, which is practice and 3 holes of golf for $25 between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. It's a perfect way to unwind after work. $25 and you get to play. And it's the perfect amount of time, too. I mean, we're all budgeting not just money, but our time. How much time do I've got? It's like, it's crazy. And that's one thing that I'm sure Ken Zitz, who started the first tee Hawaii in 2005, is coming up against as well. One of the challenges of having an event that depends on volunteers to help out is time constraints. Ken Zitz Tell us a little bit about the first T values that you're teaching the kids.
Well, we have 9 core values. Colin talks about some of them: confidence, honesty, perseverance. And these are core values that, you know, you can carry from youth, 5 years old, all the way to your my age at 72. I didn't learn these core values when I was a young guy. They didn't have a first D. But so that's what we try to, you know, instill in. We're all about teaching the life skills as they learn the game of golf, as I said. And we get these young kids in there, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and then they grow. And I've been fortunate to have people like Colin Laszlo. I'd like to say we're really proud of Colin. Everybody in the chapter did a great job. He came to us 3 years ago and said, I want to help out, Coach. And he had game. It wasn't about learning how to play the game of golf, but he's been great mentoring the kids. And he follows in the footsteps of other people who came from his school, like Casey Komodo, her brother, Brett, David Sakai, who helped us. David played in the Hawaiian Open. He qualified, as you remember. So we had these young high school volunteers come out and actually join the program and learn the life skills and go along, get certified. But they were so instrumental in mentoring our young kids. And I think, you know, the young kids like to be around a teenage, model, role model. And we like to have more volunteers. You said, what are the biggest challenges, Danielle? One, of course, is fundraising, because we're a nonprofit. We rely on grants and individual donations. And the other one is hopefully to get more people to volunteer. We can only grow our programs in relationship to the number of, you know, people we have, either our staff, which is small, or volunteers. So that's kind of the, and I think the other thing we talked about at the golf conference 2 weeks ago was that the golf course access for youth. I think that's important. We have Greg Nichols over at Coldina, Matt Hall over at Turtle Bay have set up programs to give kids more access to the course, and we'd like to see that statewide. We're doing a program over Makalei. They're helping out, getting kids on the course. So that's the most important thing, I think.
Okay. Now, how are they, what kind of access for, what's the model, let's say, that Greg Nichols has set up, Matt Hall? Yeah.
Well, they have a special price, you know, for the kids to play free, I guess, like after 3. Parents go along, as I understand, for about $25. They can walk and play with the kids, or they want to take a cart, they pay, you know, a few dollars extra. But the main thing is to get the kids out there on the course, and you know, golf is a walking game, although most people ride these days, mm-hmm. and get them out to play 6 or 9 holes. And I think that's kind of a good start. And I think people are realizing if the game's going to grow, we have to get the kids and their parents involved in the sport.
Yeah. Are military courses participating?
Oh, yes. We're doing a program at Hickam Par 3 every Sunday and Tuesday, and it's a great site, as you know, for kids. At Par 3, a practice green, putting green, a practice area, hit balls, and the kids come out and play. It's just a great environment for them. So we're doing that there. And Kaneohe, we're using the driving range at Bayview. It's a good facility for us, for the kids up that end.
So this Hickam Par 3, this Sunday and Tuesday, what time?
Sundays at 2 o'clock and Wednesdays at 2 o'clock. Of course, you know, it's for the military youth. The government has given us a grant, the DOD grant, for the youth, Navy, and for any military-dependent children
okay.
to participate in the program.
Great. So that's Sunday at 2 and Wednesday at 2 at
right.
the Hickam Par 3. And over at Bayview, that, of course, is not a military course. Is that?
Sunday's at 11 o'clock. We're up there every Sunday at 11. And Coach Kellen Anderson, PGA head pro at Ho'okalei, has a program on Wednesdays at the Ernie Els Golf Course there in Teva Beach at 3 o'clock. And Central Oahu, the old Hawaii Country Club on Kunia Road, Coach Kellen and the staff do a program there on Sundays at 1:30 and 3 o'clock. So that covers kind of the island here.
Right.
We will be starting a program, hopefully, in Hawaii Kai. Talk to Robbie Nicholas, she was at the golf conference. They want to get a program started there, so that will help on the windward side there, or, you know, that Hawaii guy.
Right, East Oahu, yes.
East Oahu, so we're excited about that. Lanai, the new owner over there, Larry Ellison, wants to do a lot for the community, so we're in the process of getting a program started over there, probably at Cavendish, for the kids on Lanai.
That's fantastic.
Daryl Rago, PGA, is doing a great job in Molokai, past 4 years with the kids at Ironwood, his course there. conducting a program after school for the kids. Brother Art has been doing programs at the YA with the kids using the first tee materials. And then on the Big Island, we're at Makalei. Kona Country Club closed for renovation or whatever, but we're up the hill at Makalei. Ross Birch and the staff, and now Lee up there has taken over the reins. So we're, and then way up north, Kahala, John Morrow, PGA at the Kamehameha Golf Park, has a little six-hole course up there, is doing a program for the kids on that northern part of the island. So, and we hope to start on Kauai, talking to Steve Murphy after the golf show, maybe within the next couple of months at Princeville.
Fantastic.
So, things are growing, and we sure appreciate, you know, people getting involved, and the courses wanting to integrate the first tee program at their courses for the youth.
Fantastic. Ken Zitz, how do we get in touch with you?
The best thing to do is go to our website at www.the, of course, first, we spell that out, F-I-R-S-T, Hawaii.org. Or you can call me at 478-3466, 478-3466. Answer your questions, get you involved in the program, or...
It looks like we've lost you, Ken Zitz.
Yes.
Okay, we just lost the last part where you gave your phone number, or...
or my email.
Aha!
My email's on the website.
Okay. Ken Zitz, the number is 478-3466. It's thefirsttheefirsttheehawaii.org. So get in touch with them. Obviously, there are a lot of courses that are participating. Thank you for your time. Colin, thanks for being on the show. Real pleasure meeting both of you, or talking with both of you, meeting you, Colin. And we're going to be talking with Craig Sasada over at Poipu Bay Golf Course right after this to our roundtable about some of the challenges that came up during the Hawaii Golf Conference that we talked about. We heard from the golf course superintendents. Just the fact that, did you know that Roundup, you know, the Roundup they use in your yard or on your driveway to keep the weeds down, that, you know, it's a chance that that will be illegal. That's amazing. Roundup? Really? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back into the clubhouse, hoping that Craig Sasada can call in. Colin Laszlo and Ken Zitz were on the phone lines, and Craig Sasada will be calling in just a minute. I just want to let you know about something they're doing at Poipu Bay Golf Course that I think is a fabulous idea. Kauai's famed Poipuit Golf Course. You know, they were the home of the Grand Slam of golf for years and years. We used to go there every year and enjoyed the Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's on the south shore of Kauai, and they've got a new program for golfers. You can, for $25, $25, okay, you can go and practice and play. You book your check-in time between 3 and 4 any day of the week. Players are provided with range balls and use of the practice facility. The practice facility closes at 5, but you want to, you know, finish with your practice and get out and play 3 holes. It comes with a golf cart and access to play the course first 3 holes. That's the par 4, 5, and 3. So you get one of each, and you get your practice, and you get your range balls, and you get the golf cart. And it's all for $25. To me, it doesn't sound like you can get, you know, you'd go get a gift card. It's time to get a gift card for yourself. That's a good idea, right? Get a gift card for yourself, or buy a gift card, and your idea is to get it for somebody, and then it's in your pocket. You might as well use it and buy another one for that other person, because it's a great idea. $25, and you get to practice and play, and it's perfect. Welcome to the show, Craig Sasada.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Colin Laszlo was on the show from Punahou, and he had just come back from Nature Valley, and he was listening to his coach, Ken Zitz, talk about the First Tee program, and that's just a really great program for the kids. It's marvelous. I love your idea of the practice and play 3-hole program for $25. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think you know, the reason why we came up with that was just so that for the visitor, you know, they do their things in the morning, and you know, for the husband or wife who need to just get that golf fix in, and they didn't have enough time, you know, to come out an hour and a half early and get your practice in, execute on those 3 holes, and then you go home in time for dinner.
Isn't it great? I mean, that's exact. I mean, not only are we budgeting our money, but we're also budgeting our time. And you've just made it perfect. You've made it affordable to go and play, and I can afford 3 holes of time, you know, and practice. It's just, it seems like, wow, why didn't somebody else think about that? Some of the things that the golf courses are challenged with right now is getting people to come and play more often. What are the things that within the industry is being talked about here in Hawaii about how to get people to play 9 holes or 6 holes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of the things, obviously, as years went by, you know, people are working not just one job, but 2 jobs and what have you. Mm-hmm. And even when they come on vacation now, a lot of time, you know, they is spent with the family, which is rightfully so. It should be. And, you know, that really golf takes so much time. So, you know, golf courses are around the country are just trying to think of innovative things to at least get that person on the golf course, you know, to get whatever exercise, some sun out there. And, you know, hopefully when he or she does have his free time, they can spend that 4 hours out there. But in the meantime, you know, they have time to do this, whether it's 6 holes, 9 holes, or even 3 holes, or just hitting a couple buckets of balls.
Yeah, yeah, or just getting outside and hitting a couple buckets of balls, exactly, because there's something really nice about not thinking about everything that's going on in your mind, and you get to, you know, just play. And I talk about your golf course, and I tell people not to be intimidated, because, I mean, it's where the, you know, Grand Slam of golf was played, and these champions come and play, and I see pictures. It's stunning. I saw a painting of your 16th hole. It's just amazing to see it. So I tell my listeners to tee it forward on your golf course.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I think the tee it forward program was a great idea. And, you know, if more people were to gravitate towards it, with the gist behind it being make golf more fun, and at the same time, it would speed up play, but it would make the game more enjoyable, you know, as far as playing to your abilities, and, you know, you would be able to shoot a certain number, a certain score, and it would just make golf fun instead of going out there and, you know, having a par four and you can't get there in some shots, which, you know, you're supposed to. But
I know.
You know, at least you have a chance at it. So
That's right.
I think it's a great initiative that the PGA started.
Yeah, there was one fellow, I'm trying to get a hold of him, on Oahu. He shot some incredible score. He teed it forward, and he said it was like the best round of his life because he felt like he really got to play the course like everybody else does without struggling, you know, and giving up halfway because you know you're never going to make it. You're never going
to. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would just make golf more fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, we can't all be on TV.
No, isn't that the truth? But hey, have you been watching Tiger Woods and Matt Kuchar play together?
Oh, yeah, I think that it was pretty couples came up with a great pairing right there for them, too.
I know, and I was watching the handshake and, you know, the laughter. It looks like they're getting tired. What's interesting about the President's Cup that's different from the Ryder Cup, besides the fact that it's the internationals versus the U.S., is that it's a four-day event.
Right.
If this were the Ryder Cup, this would be singles day.
Right.
But these guys have to go 3 days plus singles tomorrow, and it's been raining and the stop and go, and it's a tough course to play.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, you know, they'll play guaranteed 3 days, so, you know, for the veterans probably it's a lot harder, but for the young guy, especially like a Jordan Spieth, no problem.
Yeah, Hideki Matsuyama,
yeah,
they're having
sure.
a great time. Right now, Hideki's carrying Scott, is how, you know, Stephanie Wei put it. She's there. She called in earlier. But watching Tiger smile, I don't see him smiling right now. I just see him getting ready to tee off. I'm not sure what. I don't want. It's like I want to watch it later.
You know? But it was pretty neat. You know, Tiger's even having fun with, you know, Lindsey Vonn putting the little squirrel on him. And
did you see that? Now, if you missed this, the squirrel, this baby squirrel fell out of a tree or something, and it was surrounded by this huge gaggle of spectators. And they were all like, you know, it was terrified. And Davis Love III came over. He's an assistant captain to Freddie Couples. And he got in, he goes, move everybody, move. And he got the little squirrel in his hand. And it stayed with him. It stayed with him on the golf cart. It sat on his shoulder. It sat in his lap. It went in his pocket. I mean, for a couple of days, this squirrel, and we were doing pretty good, weren't we?
Yeah? He probably thought it was his parent.
Yes, I can't remember what it's called. All of a sudden, that word went right out of my mouth. Imprinted. He imprinted on Davis Love. But Davis had to let it go.
Right, he put it in that, I guess, in the tree.
Yeah.
And left the box there for a nest, I guess.
Yeah. It was adorable. But Lindsey Vonn, what she did is Tigers. What did he look intense while he was watching?
Yeah, he was. He looked like he was focused on something else. I was wondering what was going on here.
Yeah, he was completely engrossed in the game that he's watching. He's sitting in the cart and he's like staring. He's got that tiger laser look on his face. You know, he's looking, and Lindsey Vonn is giggling because she's got this little baby squirrel in her hands and puts it on, tries to put it on Tiger's shoulder, and he's like, he takes his hand, and he's like, he wants to push it off, right?
Yeah. But I guess, you know, it's kind of good to see that, you know, Tiger's really focused on this and he really cares about it, you know? And
it
caught him off guard.
It certainly did. And Lindsay's like, wow. She's got this big grin on her face, like, wow, what are you trying to do? Brush this cute little thing off your shoulder? Look at you. But later on, when he was introduced correctly to Squirrel, and the squirrel's name is Sam, by the way. Sam was introduced to Tiger, and then Tiger let it sit on his shoulder, and everything was cool. He needed a formal introduction. Oh, my, we're spending way too much time. I talked about, it was great seeing you, by the way.
Over. Oh, yeah, it was too. Yeah, the conference.
Yes.
It was a good, great conference.
Yes, and you look fabulous. I was like, wow, Craig, you look fabulous. And I was just so happy to see you. So I was watching the golf course superintendent representative talk about some of the challenges. The question to the whole panel was what are the challenges you're facing? Wow.
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure, like, he brought up the, you know, the number one topic, which would be water. And, you know, that's been ongoing for a little while already. But as we get, you know, as the years go by, it, you know, it would be more regulated. And in a way, rightfully so, you know, populations grow and you need water for other uses. But, you know, golf courses are trying to, you know, do other things like use the reclaimed water, recycled water. Which, you know, our golf course here does that. We have our own plant that we build and we use for a hotel and a golf course here. And that water is used for the golf course, but it's not enough. So we do have to use water from other sources. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do try. We, you know, like I said, we have our own plant. And there are golf courses that do that, or they take the water from the county or state. And they use it on their golf course. So, you know, golf courses are trying to be as eco-friendly as possible and, you know, use other sources besides what the normal person would have to use.
Yeah. Craig Sassada is the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And we're talking about some of the challenges golf courses are facing in our economy, not only getting golfers to the course because of our time constraints. Everybody's got, like Craig said, multiple jobs. It seems like we're working harder and going nowhere, right? It's just like standing still, but working really hard to stand still. The other thing is the price of sand. You know, that's a big issue. And I was at Ernie L's opening of Huakalei, and I asked him, because I had been talking to Ron Castillo when they put together their course over, was it, I can't remember what. I think it was, yeah, I'm not sure which course, but the issue was where to get the sand from. Do they get it from China? Do they get it from Australia? What type of silica? So I asked Ernie, I said, what kind of sand are you bringing in for Huakalei? And he looks at me and he goes, you're really into sand. but the color of the sand is important to a golf course, isn't it? And the texture and the quality. It's gone from $130 to $280 a ton in just 6 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the sand that he's talking about, to get the premium sand, for sure. I mean, I was in the business when sand was $35 a ton. So, you know, it's obviously changed. And, you know, with the, you know, before days, a lot of sand would come from just Hawaii itself. But, you know, I'm kind of glad they stopped that. We can't take sand from the beaches or anything like that. So that's great. And so we get sand from, obviously, outside of Hawaii. And it has to go through a middleman, and the middleman comes to us. So
yeah,
that's the added expense that, you know, he was alluding to that really comes about. But, yes, it is something that we all have to deal with. You know, it's not just for bunker sand. You know, we use it for top dressing, and, you know, as I say, you know, it sand has a lot of uses on the golf course. So it is an expense that will always be there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just in 6 years from 130 to 280. That's almost 50%. You know, it's like, it's over 50%. What am I talking about? Now, the other thing is in the legislature, the two-cycle engines, like leaf blowers, being banned.
Right. You know, right now we do have some leaf blowers that are electric already. I mean, a lot of places do utilize all those machines now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes a lot of those leaf blowers don't have the longevity like fueled by...
like a two-stroke engine.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, those obviously will keep a person out there and do a better job, but you know, as long as they can make it where it becomes not as expensive, I guess, you know, everybody will probably move towards it, and which they will have to eventually. But in a lot of places do already have electric leaf blowers. So, you know, everybody's trying to do it. But as you mentioned, the expense of that electric leaf blower is the one that, you know, it's costly and, you know, a lot of other machinery.
So. Yeah, I kind of understand not having a leaf blower in a neighborhood because... there is no good time of day
right.
to listen to one of those things.
Right.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. But on a golf course, I mean, how can you You know what I'm saying? It's, you're out in the middle of nowhere, so to speak. If you're a good neighbor, I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, especially in community areas. That's, the golf courses are built sometimes within a community.
Yeah, so, I just thought of that. I was thinking of your course, which has more of a, it's kind of rural. And where on the other hand, there's golf courses like Waikele right in the middle of Waipahu, you know, so there is no good time of day for them either. The other one that I was surprised about is the possibility of Roundup being banned.
Oh, yeah, the glyphosate. Sure. Yeah. You know, it's almost every, you use it. I mean,
everybody uses it.
Yeah, whereas the lawn probably uses it. You know, it's proven to be safe, you know, even because if it's sold over the counter in that form there, it's so diluted that, you know, it shouldn't, it won't affect groundwater, you know. The only thing that does happen sometimes, which everyone obviously is aware of in the golf industry, is surface runoff, and that we, you know, that's why when it rains, usually Roundup is never used. Herbicides are never put down usually in pending rain because of the, you know, the runoff that would happen.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of things, you know, these superintendents are thinking of this, all of this. They're always looking at the weather, but getting back to Roundup, it does, you know, goes down into the ground maybe a few inches and then it stops. So that's why it doesn't get to the groundwater.
Well, that's what I was, the Golf Course Superintendent Association representative said it's probably the safest herbicide out there. And for that to be taken away, it's like, what are we going to do? You know, and I was asking the question, okay, I can see it from a golf course point of view, but then the bigger question for the people who use it for their home and garden is, what are they going to do? And it take, you know, okay, we're going to go back to weeding.
Yeah, it might be going to the chiropractor.
You know, that age-old practice of actually getting down on your hands and knees and weeding. Remember that? No, most of us don't. So there, all of these things were brought up during the conference. And from a golf course, director of golf, what is your biggest challenge?
Well, you know, the cost of these, you know, the maintenance cost is the biggest cost for any golf course. Maintenance and labor costs are the number one cost. And, you know, we all try to keep expenses down by, you know, all working with the best herbicides, fertilizers that we can use that are not only efficient for our budget, but safe for the environment. So,
exactly. And because for Hawaii, the challenge that I think our courses like Poipu Bay Golf Course face is your visitor expects it to be green. It's not like you can go brown.
Yeah, you know, I can see the initiative Mr. Giuli put in, you know, Larry put in there, but yeah, you are 100% correct.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard for us to show you know, unfortunate part, a brown fairway.
Yeah, you know, I came all the way to Hawaii, and I expected to be green.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if everybody agreed with Larry, we would be more than happy to go about that way.
I know. It's like firm and fast. Yeah. They don't call it brown anymore. It's be firm and fast. Yeah. We'd all love to be firm and fast. Unfortunately, it's not what our visitor has come here for. So we have even more challenges, I think, and I commend you for the hard work that you and your staff put in to make sure that the visitor gets it, that experience, and at the same time, you keep things economically friendly and environmentally safe. And I can't say more about how proud I am about the golf course superintendents and how much they care about nature.
That's
and
for sure.
That is for sure. And we always run out of time, Craig.
Always a pleasure, though.
Thank you very much for being on the show. It is always a pleasure. And I'd like to thank the people who make the show possible. So until next time, aloha, Craig.
Aloha to you, Danielle.
Thank you. Craig Sasada, Director of Golf, Poipu Bay Golf Course. We always get to talk about the things that are facing the golf courses, and I want to thank Poipu Bay for being such a terrific sponsor. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It is stunning. You need to play it. Play it forward by all means. It's a unique, unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection. First of all, you get them on your property because they'll assess the threat to your property, And then they'll get the team in place and say, this is where we can protect you. Protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the star team on your property. And Acura of Honolulu, right down on Ala Moana Boulevard, go test drive their cars. Now, more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. We do have a lot of traffic, don't we? We might as well be very comfortable, and the Acura RLX is that. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.